感谢神，我们在今天我们这个主日当中，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Thank the Lord, and in the Lord's day, we'll continue to think about the Word of God.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音第八章第七节到第十二节。
And let's read on the screen from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 7 to 12.
约翰福音八章七节起，他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。感谢神，我们圣经就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Thank the Lord, that's our scripture reading. Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
感谢神赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, Word become flesh through the world.
主耶稣基督是这世界的光。
Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
如果主耶稣基督不来到这个世界，世界就在黑暗当中。
If the Lord Jesus Christ did not come to the world, then the whole world is in darkness.
我们愿主耶稣基督的光借着神的话语可以照到我们每个人的心里。
May the light of our Lord Jesus Christ shine on the heart of each one of us through his word.
让我们活在光中，乃不是落在黑暗当中。
May we live in light instead of darkness.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.主耶稣基督说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
在人类历史当中，从来没有人讲过这样的话。
In human history, no one has ever said such word.
没有人说过，我是全世界的光。
No one has ever said that I am the light of the world.
更没有人说过，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
And no one in the world has ever said words like, who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
因为这句话其实就表明，如果不跟从耶稣呢，那就在黑暗。
And that means that if you do not follow Jesus, that you walk in darkness.
你跟从耶稣之外的任何一位，就是在黑暗。
If you follow anyone except Jesus, then you walk in darkness.
然后跟从耶稣，不仅不在黑暗里，而且要得着生命的光。
But he who follows Jesus, not only he will not walk in darkness, he is in light. He will have the light of life.
所以这样的话，只有道成肉身的上帝能够讲这样的话。
So only God incarnate, the Lord Jesus, could say such word.
因为上帝是生命的源头，上帝是创造生命的那一位。
Because God is the source of life, and God is the creator of life.
那么主耶稣说，我是世界的光。
And the Lord Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
这个光是全世界的光。
This light is the light of the whole world.
不仅是犹太人的光，也是外邦人的光。
Not only the light of the Jews, it is the light of the Gentiles.
不仅是 东半球的光，也是西半球的光。
It's the light of the eastern hemisphere. It is the light of the western hemisphere.
不仅是黄种人的光，也是白种人的光。
It's the light of the yellow people. It is the light of the white people.
啊，也是黑人的光。
It's also the light of the black people.
全世界所有人的光。
It's the light of the whole world.
也这也告诉我们，全世界所有人都需要耶稣的光。
It also tells us that the whole world needs the light of Jesus.
主耶稣基督降生的时候呢，是降生在东西方的中间，就是中东那个地区。
When Jesus was born, he was born in the middle of West and East, in the Middle East.
所以，东方的亚洲人就不能说啊，我们已经有孔子的光了，我们就不需要从西方来的耶稣的光。
So the Asian people in the East could not say that, we already have the light of the Confucius, and we do not need the light from the West.
那么西方的欧洲人呢，也不能说我们已经有苏格拉底的光了，我们就不需要从东方来的耶稣的光。
And the Europeans in the West could not say that we already have the light of the Socrates, and we do not need any light from the East.
耶稣降生在中东那个地区，就告诉我们，所有东西方的人都要被耶稣的光所照耀。
When Jesus was born in the Middle East, that means that both people in the East or in the West need the light of Jesus to shine upon them.
你如果跟从孔子，你是在黑暗里行。
If you follow Confucius, you walk in darkness.
你跟从苏格拉底。你在黑暗里行。
If you follow Socrates, you walk in darkness.
你跟从耶稣基督之外的任何一位，你都是在黑暗里行。
If you follow anyone except Jesus, you walk in darkness.
啊，我们特别注意到，这是主耶稣基督第一次亲自的宣告，他是世界的光。
I will note that this is the first time that Jesus personally and he.Himself proclaimed that he is the light of the world.
在约翰福音一开始就提到耶稣基督是世界的光。
At the beginning of the Gospel of John, it mentions that Jesus was light, is the light of the world.
但是在这个地方呢，是耶稣自己亲口讲他是世界的光，这是第一次。
But here, Jesus personally said, by himself that he is the light of the world.
我们不禁会问一个问题，为什么耶稣一直要等到这个时候才说他是世界的光呢？
We can't help asking such a question. Why did Jesus wait till now to say that he is the light of the world?
因为在这之前，耶稣对众人讲了一番话。
And because before that, Jesus told the people some words.
那么耶稣对那些要拿石头打死这个犯罪妇人的人说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
And Jesus told those who want to stone this woman who sinned to death, and he said, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
然后耶稣对那个留在那个地方等候审判的那个犯罪的妇人，耶稣对他说以后不要再犯罪了。
And Jesus said toThe woman who waited there for condemnation, and he said, "Go and sin no more."
所以我们知道，光的最最重要的作用是照亮黑暗。
So we know the most important function of light is to illuminate the darkness.
那么耶稣在这里对众人讲的这些话，照亮了人心中的黑暗。
So the words of Jesus here.Illuminates the darkness of people.
揭示了人心中的罪。
It's revealed their sin.
所以在耶稣这样的光中，那些文士和法利赛人偷偷溜走了。
So the light of the Jesus Christ and those Pharisees and scribes and left secretly.
因为耶稣质问他们：“你们当中谁没有罪呢？”
Because Jesus questioned them: Is there anyone among you is without sin?
耶稣这句话。就像一束强光，就一下子照到这些人的心里。
And Jesus' words was like a great light shone on those people.
然后这些人就偷偷溜走了。
And they left.
那么这个犯罪的妇人，她在那里没有走，她在那里等候审判，她知道自己是罪人。
And the woman who sinned, she didn't leave because she was waiting there for condemnation from others because she knew that she was a sinner.
所以耶稣就赦免她的罪。
So Jesus forgave her sin.
圣经告诉我们，神是信实的。
Then the Bible tells us that God is faithful.
我们若认自己的罪，神就赦免我们。
If we confess our sins, and God will forgive us.
耶稣对这个女人说：“去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
And Jesus said to the woman, "Go and sin no more."
从此不要再走到黑暗里去了。
And no, please do not walk in darkness anymore.
这光的第一个作用就是照亮黑暗，而耶稣前面讲的这些话，照亮人的罪。
So the first function of light is to shine upon the darkness. So the word of Jesus shine on the sin of those people.
所以接下来耶稣又紧接着说，我是世界的光。
So Jesus continued saying that I'm the light of the world.
因为这个光刚刚照亮了人心中的罪。
Because the light shine on the sin in the heart of man.
我们试想一下，在一个漆黑的房间啊，如果这时候突然打开灯光
，and imagine in a very dark room and the light, lights up，
然后你会看到哦，那些一些平常肮脏的一些污秽的角落，现在都显明出来。
And you will see that those dark corners with the frills and dirty things will be exposed.
然后圣经说，一切能显明的就是光。
And the Bible says everything that is illuminated becomes a light.
所以光的第一个作用就是它显明黑暗，照亮人心中的罪。
So the first function of light is to expose darkness and to reveal the sin in people's heart.
主耶稣基督降生的时候，马太福音说，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了光。
And when the Lord Jesus was born in the world, the book of Matthew said, the people living in darkness have seen a great light.
所以耶稣基督降生给这个世界带来的第一个冲击是什么？就是让世界看到原来他们是在黑暗当中的。
So the first influence of the coming of the Lord Jesus is that the world sees that they are in darkness.
耶稣就是世界的光，耶稣讲的话照亮显示人心中的罪。
And Jesus is the light of the world, and what he said shine on the darkness of the world, and shine on the sin of the world.
那么在当时那个情形呢，耶稣面前站了两类人，一个就是文士和法利赛人，一个就是那个犯罪的妇人。
At that time, there were two groups of people, two kinds of people. One is the woman who sinned, and the other group is the scribes and the Pharisees.
耶稣讲的话，你们当中谁没有罪呢？
And Jesus said, "Is there anyone among you who is without sin?"
毫无疑问，所有人都是罪人。
And undoubtedly, that everyone is a sinner.
在耶稣的光中，所有人都要承认自己是罪人。
In the light of Jesus Christ, everyone should confess that they are acknowledge that they are a sinner.
但是有一类人呢，承认自己是罪人。
But one kind of people confess that she is a sinner.
就是那个犯罪的妇人
That is a woman who sinned.
她在那里等候审判
And he waited there for judgment. She waited there for judgment.
还有一些人呢，其实心里明明知道自己是罪人，就是那文士和法利赛人
And the other kind of people, the scribes and the Pharisees, then they knew in their heart that they are sinners.
但他们呢，不愿意承认
But they would not acknowledge that they are sinners.
他们就溜走
So they left.
那么真正的光，耶稣的光，一个重要的作用就是能够揭示人罪人的本相。
So the function the quality of the true light, the Jesus Christ, the light of Jesus Christ to expose the sinful nature of man.
但所有人的罪在耶稣的光中赤露敞开，但是呢，有两种不同的反应。
And all the sins of man was exposed in the light of Jesus, and but there were two kinds different responses.
一种就是认罪悔改。
One is to confess their sins.
一种就是不承认。
And the other is they do not acknowledge their sin.
不接受这样的光。
And they would not accept such light.
甚至要抵挡这样的光。
And they even rejected such light.
甚至要把这样的光要掐灭。
And they want to quench this light.
就像当时的文士法利赛人，他们就下定决心，一定要把耶稣杀死。
So at that time, the scribes and the Pharisees, they made up their mind to kill Jesus.
今天这个世界上有很多的光。
And today there are many kinds of light in the world.
当耶稣说我是世界的光，那有些人就说这世界上不是已经有很多的光吗？
When Jesus said that he is the light of the world, and many people will say that isn't there already many kinds of light in the world?
孔子的光，苏格拉底的光。
The light of Confucius, the light of Socrates,
人的理性之光，
the light of reasoning,
科技之光，
the light of technology,
文明之光，
a light of civilization.
世界上很多光啊。
There are many lights in the world.
难道就差一个耶稣的光吗？
There's one more. Do we need one more light from the Jesus Christ?
世界上所有这些光跟耶稣的光有一个最大的区别。
There's the one great difference between the world's lights of the world and the light of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的光照亮黑暗，耶稣的光揭示人的罪。
The light of Jesus illuminates the darkness and reveals the sin of man.
世界的光不照亮黑暗，世界的光不揭示人的罪，世界的光甚至美化你人的罪。
While the lights of the world It does not illuminate the darkness, does not reveal the sin of man, and it even beautifies the sins of man.
我们现在很多朋友就是照相啊，喜欢找这个专业的摄影师来照，照的就是漂亮啊。
Today, when we take pictures, we want to find a professional photographer to take pictures on us.
为什么照那么漂亮呢？
Because we want a beautiful picture of ourselves. Why?
我们千万不要忽视这个专业的这个照肖像的，他总是带一个助手，这个助手给他打光的。
And we cannot ignore that those professional photographers will always have the assistant with him or her because the assistant will have a light shine on the person who was pictured.
所以这个打光的人很重要，你看他各种打光啊，你这个本来这个很普通的样子，一各种光一打上去，然后他在后期的东西修一修啊，色调调一调，美颜呐。
So the one assistant with the light is very important. He will adjust the light in every directions, and the later that they will adjust the color tone or others.Other things, and this is called beautify.
所以你看，今天这个世界有个很奇怪的现象，这个卖电话的不强调它的这个打电话的功能好。
And it's very strange. Those who sell their cell phones, they don't emphasize that the function of their calling is very good.
他强调什么？他说我这个镜头好，我照出来的东西漂亮，我美颜的功能很强。
And they focus on the lens of their phones, and they said the beautification function of their lens of their phone is very good.
世界的光是什么？不是揭示人的罪，不是揭示人的丑陋。世界的光是要美化人的罪，是要美化人的丑陋。这就是世界的光，这就是圣经所说的地上的小学。
What is the light of the world? The light of the world does not illuminate the darkness. It does not expose the ugliness of the world. That is what the Bible called the small learning.
我在东方成长嘛。
I grew up in the East.
我信主之后，我醒察我自己。
And when I came inIn facing Jesus, and I examine myself.
其实就是一个蛮骄傲的。
And I found out that I'm a very proud person.
然后呢，越是学习东方的文化、东方的哲学，这个子那个子的思想，我越是觉得自己了不起啊。
And the more I studied about the philosophy and the culture in the East, and I found, I'm more proud.
哎呀，你看我们
我们堂堂中华5000年前的文明，你看那个时候西方人还在树上摘果子。
And I'm very proud that with our Chinese culture, we have a 5,000 years of history, and while in the West, they still pick apples and tree.
本来一个很骄傲的人，越是这个地上的各种所谓的光，文明的光、文化的光、哲学的光、理性的光，结果没有让我谦卑下来，让我更骄傲。
A proud person, and when he was shown by the light of the world, the light of reasoning, the light of philosophies, the light of the culture, and he became even proud, more proud.
然后后来因为工作的关系啊，大家也知道，现在来到了西方，发现哦，原来西方人跟我一样啊。
And due to the work reasons, and I come to the United States, come to the West, and found that people in the West is the same as us.
原来你苏格拉底的光，你这个柏拉图的光，你这些光也没有让你谦卑下来呀，也没有让你看到自己的这个愚昧啊，也是让你越来越骄傲啊。
And I found out that the light of the Socrates, the light of Plato, didn't make people here humble and even make them more proud.
有一次，我去参加一个基督徒的聚会，那个时候是圣诞节嘛。这个有弟兄就说，大家一来唱一首歌吧。
And once I went to a Christian gathering at Christmas, and a brother said, "Let's sing a song."
三博士歌。
It's called the Three Wise Men.
那个中文翻译成这个 Doctor 啊，博士。
The Chinese translation is Three Doctors.
然后这个弟兄说，我们唱这首歌哈。但是呢，有博士学位的唱。
And the brothers said, "Let's sing this song, but only those who has a doctor's degree could sing the song."
我一听就惭愧了。
And I feel ashamed at hearing this.
不能唱啊。
Because I could not sing that song.
我没有博士学位，我难道都不能去敬拜耶稣了吗
？I do not have a doctor's degree, so.I do not have the privilege to worship the Lord Jesus.
我没有博士学位，我难道就不能赞美耶稣了吗
？Without a doctor's degree, so I cannot worship Jesus.
今天一个很奇怪的现象，但是一个很普遍的现象，基督的教会里应该是一群最谦卑的、认罪悔改的罪人，时时刻刻看到我不配，我得到这样的恩典。基督的教会里应该是这样的一群人。
Today it's strange. It should be common that the Christian church is filled with a humble people that they see themselves unworthy. The Christian church should be filled with such people.
但是我们诚实的讲，今天很多的时候，当世界一听到基督徒这个名字，世界人们会有什么印象
？But honestly speaking, that when people mention Christians, what what impression did the Christians on on the world?
尤其是经过过去这几年的一些政治风波啊，一些文化现象。
Especially during the past years, political crisis and some cultural changes.
我们无法否认，今天有些人一想到基督徒三个字，他想到的是一群很骄傲的。
We cannot deny that when people think about the word Christian, they think about a group of very proud people.
想到的是一群很高高在上、很自以为意的一群。
They could think about a group of self-righteous people who think that they are high above.
这不是基督的光出了问题。
That is not the problem of the light of Jesus.
这是人这种。罪性把所有的光，世上的光，甚至连基督之光都扭曲，没有揭示自己的罪，反而来美化，来助长。
This is a sinful nature that distorted the lights of the world and even the light of Jesus, and they didn't let their sins exposed, and the world encouraged the growth of sins.
所以呢？我认为这个世界之光
所谓理性的光，所谓科技的光，所谓文明的光，其实就是亚当夏娃堕落犯罪之后那个无花果树上的叶子。
And I think that the light of the world, the light of technology, the light of philosophy, the light of reasoning, all that kind of the world lights are the fig tree leaves after Adam and Eve they sinned.
他们用那些东西遮蔽自己的羞耻，甚至美化自己的羞耻。
And they use those kind of things to cover their shame, or even beautify their shame.
耶稣的光照亮人的罪。
The light of Jesus illuminates and exposes the sin of man.
让人看到自己罪人的本相。
So that we can see our sinful nature.
园子起了凉风，那些无花果树叶子做的裙子掉了。
And the wind cold, the cold wind came, and the leaves of the fig trees fell.
所以我们今天很多的时候，我们在高台这个世界上的这种假的光。
And a lot of times today we exalt the false light of the world.
我拒绝耶稣基督的真光。
And we reject the true light of Jesus Christ.
假光真光，一个最大的区别。
The biggest difference, the greatest difference between the true light and the false light is.
真光照亮人的黑暗，揭示人的罪。
And the true light illuminates the darkness and reveals people's sin.
世界上的假光掩盖人的罪，美化人的罪，甚至助长人的罪。
While the false light of the world covers people's sin and they even encourage the growth of their sins.
所谓理性之光、科技之光、文明之光，给人类带来什么呢？
What is so-called the light of reasoning and the light of technology, the light of civilization, what did those things bring to man?
最高效的杀人武器。
And the most efficient weapon to kill people.
前段时间我看到有一个国家又在展示它新研发出来的威力巨大的核武器。
And recently I saw a country that is showing off the most advanced and the advanced nuclear power.
100年前啊，1920年的时候。
100 years ago, in 1920.
那个时候，英国在这个世界上，很多人认为那是世界之光啊，日不落。那个时候，英国。
And the British was regarded as the greatest country in that at that time, and the sun never sets in that country.
觉得哎呀，科技的高峰。文明的高峰，政治制度的高峰。
Then they have reached a climax of their technology and the political system.
但是呢，英国人在伊拉克丢毒气弹，无差别的去丢毒气弹在伊拉克。
But the British they dropped the poison gas bombs in Iraq without discrimination.
当时英国大臣说。我不明白为什么有人对使用毒气感到很恶心。
And the prime minister at that time said, "I cannot understand this grimness about the use of gas."
那个时候不是首相啊，那个时候丘吉尔那个时候不是首相。
And that is a general, Churchill.
普通大臣，他是个防务臣，他当了几个大臣都是防务臣。他第一句话，我不明白为什么有人对使用毒气弹丢到伊拉克感到很恶心，我不懂，这有什么好恶心呢？
I cannot understand why people feel disgusted about dropping the use the poison gas there.
我强烈赞同使用毒气轰炸那些未开化的部落。
He said, I'm strongly in favor of using poison gas against uncivilized tribes.
当时在世人看，哇，文明的国家，世界之光，科技之光，这个光那个光都在他那里。结果他是怎样的
？At that time, the people were all think that the British they are the light of the world and they have the light of technology, then they have the light of civilization. But what happened?
当然了，我们也不要去嘲笑英国人。
But of course, let's not laugh at the British.
华人也一样啊。
The Chinese are the same.
华人几千年叫那些异族，叫那些外民族，叫他们叫蛮夷啊。
And for thousands of years, we call those undeveloped tribes as uncivilized.
我们华人为什么这样叫人家呢？因为我们觉得我们比人家文明呢、啊。
We call them uncivilized because we think we are more civilized than them.
所以这就是今天这个世界所谓的文明之光，很多人推崇很，哎呀，文明之光、政治之光，啊，这个光那个光，其实这根本不是什么真正的光。
And that is the light, so-called the light of civilization today. And a lot of people they support, they praise such kind of lights. And actually, that's not lights at all.
这个世界只需要一种光。
The world only needs one kind of light.
就是主耶稣基督的光
，The light of Jesus Christ。
不在耶稣基督的光中，人就在黑暗里。
If man is not in the light of Jesus Christ, he is in darkness。
无论你是所谓的中华帝国，无论你是所谓的日不落帝国，你不在基督的光里，你就在黑暗。
Whether you are Chinese nation or the British, if you are not in the light of Jesus Christ, you are in darkness.
你的那些所谓的科技文明，你的所谓的那些理性之光，所谓的光，就是给你那种残忍的罪行做一个好像一个美化的借口。
The so-called the light of the technology, light of the civilization, it is just an excuse for those cruelty you have performed.
所以，当我们来思想耶稣基督说我是世界的光，你要知道，他跟世上所有的光不一样。
So when Jesus talked about the light of the world, he is talking about the light of the world, the light of Jesus Christ, is different from all the other lights of the world.
约翰加尔文讲过，人的真知识有两部分组成。
And John Calvin has ever said that the knowledge of man is composed of two parts.
一是认识自己。
One is the knowledge about himself.
二是认识神。
The second is the knowledge about God.
那哪个在前在后呢？这个很难讲。
It's hard to say which goes first and which goes second.
但人怎样才能真正的认识自己呢
？But how can men know about themselves?
圣经告诉我们，人所行的在自己眼中都看为正，唯有耶和华很了人心。
The Bible tells us that every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts.
所有人看自己，我都是好人呐、啊，我很正义的。
And everyone sees he is right, he is a good man.
不往那里丢毒鸡蛋，因为他们是未开化的部落啊，他们是低等人呐、
啊。And I dropped the poison gas there because they are uncivilized people.
我代表的正义啊。
I stand for righteousness.
这中华帝国几千年来喊人家蛮夷，我代表了文明呐、啊，他们是蛮夷呀、啊。
China, for thousands of years, they call other people uncivilized, and because they think they are civilized.
那所有人怎么认识自己啊？所有人认识自己都觉得自己好啊。
So how can men know about themselves? Because every man thinks that they are good.
人只有在神的光中才能认识自己。
So man can only know themselves in the light of God.
所以人需要基督的光，如果没有基督的光，人没有办法认识自己真相。
So man needs the light of Jesus Christ. Without the light of Jesus Christ, they cannot see their true nature.
所以这就是诗人说的：“神呐、啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思。”
That's what the psalmist said. The search me, O God, and know my heart.
这诗人就说：“我要让神的光来照到我的心，我才能看清楚我自己。”
And he said that only the light of God shine on me, and I can know my heart.
感谢神，耶稣基督世界的光不仅是照亮揭示人的罪。
Thank the Lord, the light of Jesus Christ.Does not only illuminate and expose the sin of men,
还给黑暗当中的人带来出路。
And he also bring a way out for the people in darkness.
这光一个是照亮黑暗，一个是呢让黑暗当中的人哦能够看到，哎该往哪里走，以前看不到，现在可以看到。
So the light is not only exposed the darkness, and he also leads a way out for those people in darkness.
在主耶稣基督的光中，有人找到脱离黑暗的出路了。
In the light of Jesus Christ, someone found a way out of their darkness.
那个犯罪的妇人，她找到了。
And the woman who sinned, he found out.
她在耶稣的光中，她不认罪悔改。
And the light of Jesus Christ, he confessed her sins and repent.
所以上帝赦免她的罪。
So God forgave her sins.
上帝对她说，以后不要再回到黑暗中了。
And God said to her that, go and sin no more and do not go back to your sin.
以后行在光中。
And walk in light.
不要再犯罪。
And sin no more.
在上帝的光中，那个祷告的那个税吏那个罪人，他找到了出路了。
In the light of Jesus Christ, the sinner, the tax collector who prayed, and he found a way out.
圣经说他举目望天都不敢，只敢捶着胸说，神啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
结果耶稣称这个祷告的这个罪人，称他是义人。
And Jesus called this sinner who prayed as righteous.
所以耶稣世界的光不仅是照亮黑暗，照亮人心中的罪，也给人带来出路啊！我怎么脱离这个黑暗呢？你让我看到我的黑暗，看到我的，我怎么脱离呢？耶稣的光中告诉我们怎样脱离，出路在哪里。
So Jesus, the light of the world, not only illuminates and exposes the darkness of the world, he also provides a way out for those people in darkness. And they will say, how can I go out of my darkness? And Jesus provides such a way.
但是非常可惜的是，很多人在基督的光中，他们却拒绝这个出路。
It is a regret that a lot of people is in the dark, in the light of Jesus Christ, while they reject such a way out.
我们可以一起来读约翰福音的三章十九到二十一节。
Let's read together the Book of John, chapter 3, verse 19 to 21.
我们看到屏幕上的经文，一起来读约翰福音三章十九节起。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。所以这里其实提到两种人，一种人呢来到基督的光中拒绝，一种人在基督的光中，他就来亲近这个光。
And let's talk about two kinds of people. One group of people, they saw the light of Jesus, the light of God, and they reject it. And the other group, when they saw the light of God, and they come near to the light.
其实呢，一个在黑暗当中的人，突然一下他看到光，他很难受的。
And a man who was in darkness and suddenly he saw the light, he will feel very uncomfortable.
就像我每天早上起床，天都是黑的，我要把灯打开，一下子就是很难受。
Just like every morning when I woke up and when it's still dark and I light up, and when I suddenly saw the light, I feel uncomfortable in my eyes.
其实这也是圣经告诉我们，就是很多的时候人们来到耶稣这里，或者人们听见耶稣门徒所讲的话的一个非常普遍的一个反应，就是觉得刺痛感。
And that's what the Bible told us, that when people come to Jesus and come to the disciples of Jesus, when they hear their word and they feel a kind of sensation of piercing in their heart.
不舒服。
And they will feel uncomfortable.
很多时候人们甚至听耶稣的话都觉得不舒服。
And a lot of times, and when people heard word of Jesus, they feel uncomfortable.
就是五旬节之后，人们听见耶稣门徒讲的那些话，人们也觉得不舒服。
And after the Pentecost, and when people heard the words of the disciples of Jesus, then they felt uncomfortable.
其实这个现象呢，其实是应该是这样的，因为光照在黑暗里， 一个在黑暗当中的人一下子看到光，他第一个感受就是有点刺痛感。
And this is a very common response, and it's the right response, because people in darkness, when they suddenly saw the light, and it's right that they should feel uncomfortable.
有些人在这个刺痛感当中呢，他认罪悔改。
And some people in this kind of sensation of piercing in their heart, and they repented.
他越是睁开眼睛，他说我越是不要在黑暗里了，我越是要来亲近这个光。
And they open their eyes, and they will see that I will come to this light.
那么有些人呢，在这个刺痛感当中呢，他就越发的来讨厌这个光。
And a lot of other people, then when they are in this kind of piercing, to their heart, and they will begin to examine the heart, the light.
他甚至恨这个光。
And they begin to hate the light.
实际上，那些文士和法利赛人，他们听到耶稣讲话，他们很不舒服。
Just like those scribes and Pharisees, when they heard Jesus' word, they felt very uncomfortable.
他们就恨。
So they began to hate Jesus.
那他们就下定决心要把耶稣要弄死。
So they made up their mind to kill Jesus.
那么在约翰福音三章二十节，这里其实也告诉我们，就是，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光。恐怕他的行为受责备。
The John chapter 3 verse 20 says, For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed.
哎，为什么在耶稣的光中会有刺痛感呢？
And why did people feel the sensation of piercing their hearts in the light of Jesus Christ?
因为被责备了。
Because they were blamed.
没有人喜欢被责备。
No one like to be blamed.
人们喜欢被称赞。
People like to be praised.
啊，被称赞的时候就很舒服。
It's good to be praised by others.
被责备的时候就很烦。
And it's annoying to be blamed by others.
啊，就很不喜欢。
So the people don't like it.
那么尤其是今天这个世界，人们越发是不喜欢被责备。
So especially in today's world, people.Especially hates to be blamed.
啊，我们的朋友圈呐，我们的社交媒体啊，我们都喜欢人家 sum up， 就喜欢人家点 like。
In our social medias and in those moments, we all like people to give us a like.
没有几个人喜欢人家给你点 dislike。
How many of you like others to give you a dislike?
所以，对于今天的世人来说，其实。越发就是这样，不喜欢被责备。
So today people are becoming more and more like this. They don't like to be blamed.
所以呢，就像来到光中，就越发的容易觉得不舒服。
So the more they come to the light, and the more uncomfortable they feel.
啊，在我以前家乡的教会哈，有些弟兄姊妹就是听完道以后就。对我说，哎呀，冯浩弟兄，你今天是不是又在说我
？And in the church of my hometown, when I preach there, and after the sermon, some brothers and sisters will come to me and say, "Were you talking about me again?"
当时后来我说，哎，没有啊。但是你如果这样想，很好啊，这样就是说你啊。
I think that I really didn't mean that, but if you think that way, it's good. Yes.
然后那个弟兄怎么说啊？感谢神。光照我
，and the brother would say, "Yeah, thank the Lord, and His light shine on me."
但是现在呢，因为如果有人讲这样的话给我，我很怕，很怕。
But now, if people say such words to me, I feel afraid.
啊，所以，今天这个文化越来越，人们不喜欢听被责备的话。如果有人说你今天又在责备我，我就。觉得啊，这后面让他很难受。
And in today's culture, and people don't like words of blame. And if some people say to me that, "Are you talking about me? Are you blaming me?" And I.
那么，但是圣经却告诉我们呢，圣灵来到人的心里，圣灵要做什么事情
？And the Bible tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes to our heart, what does it do?
我们 们好多次重复啊，圣经来到人的心里，让人畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。
And we have repeated many times, and when the Holy Spirit comes to our heart, it will come with convict us in regard to our sin and in regard to the righteousness and judgment.
那么圣灵归荣耀给谁呢？
And what does the Holy Spirit bring glory to?
归荣耀给基督。
It will bring glory to Christ.
圣灵不把荣耀归给。
And the Holy Spirit does not bring glory to men.
一个心中被圣灵光照带领的人，他越来越赞美基督。
The person who led by the Holy Spirit and who will praise Christ more and more.
那如果一个人他心里有一种感觉，就是哎呀，哎，我越来越赞美我自己，我越来觉得我自己好。
But if a person feels like he is praising himself more and more, and he feels he is good.
那这个时候确实要小心了。
And they should be careful at that.
如果我们今天去到一个就是自称自己是基督教会的地方
，and if we go to a place they call themselves Christian church，
然后我们总是听到称赞的话，赞美人的话，然后呢，哎，从来在那里没有听到过责备的话。
If we always hear words of praise and words of praise and instead of words of reproach，
就是称赞人。然后很少听见责备人的话。
They always praise people, and they will seldom hear people reproach people.
我们去到那样的地方呢，我们一开始可能会觉得很舒服。
At first, we may feel very comfortable at that place.
但是圣经却警告我们，那就要小心了。
But the Bible warns us that we should be careful.
因为主耶稣说，人都说你们好的时候，你们有祸了。
Because the Lord Jesus said, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you."
所有人都称赞你，所有人都说你好，所有人都找你说你哇，你长得真帅呀。
If everybody speaks well of you, everybody say good words to you, say you are so handsome.
啊，我劝你赶紧去找个镜子照一下。
I suggest that you immediately find a mirror to look at yourself.
千万别忘了赶紧找一个镜子照一下自己。
And don't forget to find a mirror and to look at from the mirror at yourself.
耶稣是世界的光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
照亮世界的黑暗，揭示人心中的罪。
Light on the darkness of the world and expose the man of people.
耶稣是世界的光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
给黑暗罪恶当中的人照亮出路，往这里走，往这里走。
It light out a path out of the for the people in darkness.
但是呢，有些人在这个光中，哇，就找到了得救的门路。
Some people found the way of salvation in the light of Jesus.
认罪悔改。
And they confess their sins and repent.
主耶稣基督赦免我的罪。
And Lord Jesus forgave my sin.
从此我成为新造的人。
And from now on, I'm a new being.
不在黑暗当中行，行在光里。
I will no longer walk in darkness, but walk in the light.
但是有些人却拒绝这个光。
But while some others, they rejected such light.
不要这个出路。
And they rejected the way out.
回到黑暗中。
They went back to their darkness.
恐怕受责备。
Unless they were blamed, their sins or their deeds were exposed.
所以不是耶稣去拒绝这些人。
And so it's not Jesus who rejected those people.
这些人拒绝耶稣。
But those people rejected Jesus.
世界的假光没有办法给罪恶黑暗当中的人提供出路。
The false light of the world could not find or could not provide a way out for the people in darkness.
这个葛培里牧师他写过一本书，叫中文翻译成人往何处去。
And Pastor Bill Graham has written a book. The Chinese translation is Man, Where Are You Going?
他这个英文的 title 是 Peace with God.
The English title is Peace with God.
然后他这本书其实就说明一件事情，就是说这个世界上各种各样的 各种各样的解决方案，各种各样的光啊，是没有给没有办法给人带来出路的。
And he was talking about all the solutions in the world, all the lights of the world could not provide a way out for people.
啊，那么这个格佩里举了一个例子，他说第一个就是我们认为啊，这个政治自由就是我们脱离黑暗的一个出路。
And he gave an example, and some people think that political freedom is a way out for the people in darkness.
他说，哎呀，只要我们有选举的自由，我们就一定可以找到一个好的领袖，哎呀，来把我们照顾好。
They will say that as long as we have the freedom of election, and we'll have a good government to take care of us.
啊，几十年前，葛培里弟兄就说了，他说这根本就是死路。
And dozens of years, Graham, the brother, has told us that this is a dead end.
那事实证明确实是这样啊。
The truth proves it.
啊，一张张选票选上去的，结果你又去弹劾人家。
And you vote for the president and you want to impeach him.
啊，那么呢，葛培里还举例，他说现在世人呐、啊，世界上人都相信教育。他说呢，哎呀，只要我们把人都教育好了，他就可以有一个世界就有一个出路，脱离黑暗了。
Give another example that the people believe in education. As long as we have the education, and the people will come out of darkness.
啊，葛培里弟兄说，这个教育也是死路。
And Brother Graham said that the education is also a dead end.
啊，我们看到很多受过很好教育的人，他做很可怕的事。
We found a lot of educated people. They did a lot of cruel things.
他说很可怕的话。
They said terrible words.
啊，丢毒气弹，这有什么不好呢
？And they dropped poison gas bombs, and they said it's nothing bad.
所以葛培里弟兄说什么政治、什么教育、什么地上的这些科技这些东西，其实都是死路。
So Brother Graham said that all those solutions in the world, like the political freedom, the education, the technology, are all dead ends.
唯有在耶稣基督的光中，人才能找到真正的出路，就是认罪悔改。
Only in the light of Jesus Christ, man can find a way out. That is, confess their sins and repent.
耶稣基督世界的光揭示人的罪。
Jesus light of the world exposes man's sins.
耶稣基督世界的光给罪人照亮出路。
Jesus light of the world, illuminates the way out for sinners.
在耶稣基督的光中，人找到人生真正的目的和意义。
In the light of the world, in the light of Jesus Christ, and man find the purpose and meaning of the life.
人生痛苦的根源是什么
？What's the source of pain for man?
啊，今天一个很普遍的现象，越是在一些富有所谓富有文明的国家。这个青少年的自杀率越高，那为什么呢
？And it's a common phenomenon that in those rich countries, and the suicide rate of youth is very high. Why?
因为他们找不到自己的人生的目标和意义，活着干什么呢
？Because they could not find the purpose and the meaning of the life, why do they live?
啊，我吃得好，穿得好，我有各种电子游戏可以玩，各种电影可以看。
Even though I dress well and eat well, and I have a lot of games and movies,
但他说，他还是自杀率很高。
But still, the suicide rate is high in those countries.
因为他找到一个理由，让他第二天从床上起来。
Because they couldn't find a reason to get them up the next day when they were in bed.
人生的意义和目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose and the meaning of their life?
在耶稣基督光中，人可以找到自己人生的意义和目的。
In the light of Jesus Christ, man can find the purpose and the meaning of their life.
他就喜乐了。
And they will be joyful.
一个人真正喜乐，他最开心的事情是什么
？What is the thing that people are most joyful about?
他知道，我做这一切的事情。是真正有意义的 是向着我的目标而去的
And they will find that they have a purpose for doing all those things and they have a objection
那么在耶稣基督的光中认罪悔改的罪人 找到了得救的出路，找到了人生的目的和意义，他们就不再是被罪和黑暗捆绑的奴隶了。
And in the light of Jesus Christ, people find the purpose and the meaning of their lives, and they were no longer slaves bound by their sins.
他自由释放了。
And they were freely released.
心里充满了喜乐。
And they were full of joy in their heart.
从神来的喜乐成为他们的力量。
The joy from the Lord is their strength.
啊，我们看到那个撒玛利亚打水的妇人。
And we saw the Samaritan woman who draws water.
他遇到耶稣之前，他是一个很绝望的一个妇人。
She met Jesus. She was a desperate woman.
她内心很痛苦，然后很自卑，因为她是个犯罪的女人嘛。
She was painful in her heart, and she was self-abased because she was a sinner.
但是她见到主耶稣基督，见到世界的光。
But when she met Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world,
耶稣告诉她，这个地上的水没有办法解决你的饥渴。
And Jesus told her that the water from the world cannot quench your thirst.
耶稣告诉她，你真实的有罪的生命的光也是这样。耶稣非常诚实的揭示这个女人的罪。你曾经跟五个男人在一起，你现在在一起的不是你的账。
And Jesus exposed her sin and said that you have five husbands and the one lives with you is not your husband.
那个女人听到耶稣讲这样的话，心里有没有刺痛感？
And when the woman heard Jesus' word, do you think that there is a sense of piercing in her heart?
一定不舒服的。
She must feel uncomfortable.
但这个女人，她说：“那我也求你给我生命的活水。”我不知道到哪里找，然后我试了很多次，我试了很多个男人都不行啊，求你给我。
But the woman begged Jesus to give her the water that the living water, so that she would not find other water. And she has tried many times and find many husbands, but those could not satisfy her.
这就是在耶稣的光中正确的反应了。
That's the right response in the light of Jesus Christ.
他不是对耶稣说：“你这么坏啊，把我的罪揭露出来。”不是这样。
She didn't say to Jesus that why do you expose my sin?
他说：“那求你给我这生命。”
She begged that please give me this living water.
结果他从那耶稣，他见到耶稣之后，他这个打水的桶他都不要了，他忘记了。
And after she met Jesus, she even forgot her water jar.
回去向全城的人传耶稣基督的名。她说：“我今天见到弥赛亚，你们大家都要去见一下。”
And she went back to the town and told all the people in the town about Jesus. They said, "I met such one, and you all should go to meet him."
还自不自卑呀、
啊、？Was she no? Was he still self-abased?
不自卑啦。
No.
还抑不抑郁，痛不痛苦啊
？Was she still in depression or in pain？
不抑郁，不痛苦了。
No, she was no longer depressed or painful.
坦然无惧的回到他的城市当中，所有人都知道，很多很多人都知道他是一个罪人，但是他坦然无惧的告诉所有人：“我今天遇到了救主。”
And without any fear, she went back to her town and told everybody that.I have met Christ.
生命改变了，本来一个抑郁绝望的女人，痛苦的女人，后来变成非常有生命力的一个女人。
And her life was transformed, and a depressed and a painful woman has turned into a vigorous woman.
不再活在别人的目光当中。
She no longer lived in the eyes of others.
她只活在耶稣的光中。
She only lives in the light of Jesus.
人怎么看我？已经不太重要了。
She no longer cares about what other people feel about her.
但是我知道耶稣是怎样看我的。
Because I know what Jesus feel about me.
所以她的生命完全的反转，一个绝望、悲伤、自卑的女人，变成一个很有力量、很喜乐的女人。她找到了生命的价值和意义，在耶稣的光中。
And so her life was transformed. A desperate, depressed, and a painful woman becomes a very joyful woman with strength, and because she found the value of her her value in the eyes of Jesus.
啊，我们也知道这个在使徒保罗信主之前，他是专门逼迫基督徒的。
And we all know that Apostle Paul, when she came in Christ, and she persecuted Christians.
结果有一天，在他去大马士革的路上，耶稣的大光临到了他。
And one day when he was on the way to Damascus, and the light of Jesus, the great light of Jesus, shone upon her, him.
啊，然后当时他眼睛就瞎了。
And her eyes were blind. His eyes were blind.
但他心里的眼睛打开了。
But the eyes of his heart were opened.
看到自己的罪。
And he saw his sin.
原来我一直在逼迫神。
And he realized that he has been persecuting God.
但他更看见神对他这个罪魁的爱。
But he saw even more the love of God on him who is the worst sinner.
所以从此保罗生命就不一样了。
So from then on, Paul's life was transformed.
他从此他知道自己我该为什么活着了。
And from then on, he knew that why he should live for.
所以无论他经历什么，他越来越有力量。
So whatever he experienced, he became more and more stronger and stronger.
然后在人看来，哪怕他掉到最黑暗、最绝望的环境，他的监牢里面，结果他却写出了《腓立比书》喜乐的书。
And even in those most difficult times in the man's eye, he was in all those troubles. He wrote the book of Philippians, which is a letter of joy.
然后他说，在腓立比书，保罗说，只是我以前认为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损。
And he said in the book of Philippians, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损。因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
甚至就说，都我以前的那个方向，我以前的人生的追求都错了。
He was saying that all my directions of life and all my pursuits were wrong.
在耶稣基督的大光当中，保罗找到了他的人生的方向和意义。
In the great light of Jesus Christ, Paul found the purpose and the direction of his life.
所以我们会看见保罗就成了一个很喜乐、很有力量的人。
And we found out that Paul became a very joyful person.
我们也都知道说很著名的话，他是凡事他都得胜有余了。
And we also know that he has said the words like, in everything I'm more than conquerors.
所以在耶稣基督的光中，人看到自己的罪人的本相。
So in the light of Jesus Christ, men saw their sinful nature.
耶稣基督的光中，人找到得救的门路。
In the light of Jesus Christ, and men found the way out.
耶稣基督的光中，人找到我人生的目的和人生的意义。
In the light of Jesus Christ, men find that, and find out the purpose and the meaning of their life.
在耶稣基督光中，人得到真正的喜乐。
And only in the light of Jesus Christ, man can find the true joy.
这个喜乐从耶稣那里来，从神那里来。
The joy comes from God, comes from Jesus.
这个喜乐从天上来，从永恒里来的。
This joy comes from heaven, comes from eternity.
所以这就是为什么耶稣说他所赐下的这个平安和喜乐是这个世界没有办法夺去的。
And that's why Jesus said the peace he gave is cannot be taken by the world.
因为这是从永恒来的，短暂的世界怎么可能去夺取永恒的东西呢？
Because it comes from eternity. These temporary things, how can temporary things take the eternity away.
永恒的一定是征服短暂的。
And it things from eternity must conquer the temporary things.
感谢神，就是神在我的信仰经历当中，神让我看见许许多多在基督里忠心的神的仆人。
And thank the Lord that in my experience of believing the Lord, and I have seen many faithful servants in the Lord.
在他们身上，我看到有共同的地方。
I found something in common in their lives.
就是喜乐。
That is joy.
无论他们是为主耶稣基督的缘故坐了几十年的牢。
Maybe they have been put into prison for decades of years for the sake of Jesus Christ.
无论他们是因为信仰的缘故失去工作，甚至失去家庭。
Whether because of their belief that they lost their jobs or lost their families.
他们有这个世界没有办法夺去的喜乐。
But they still have the joy that the world cannot take away.
那对于很多年前的我，那个时候我只是一个慕道友。
For me, the many years when I was still a gospel friend.
然后很感谢神，在那个时候很年轻的我就神带领我看到了这些老一辈的基督徒。
And thank the Lord, and when I was still young, and I saw those old brothers and Christians, the old generation.
我从心里我很羡慕他们。
And from my bottom of my heart, I admired them.
这真的有信仰。
Because they are persons with beliefs.
今天很多时候我们把信仰这个词看得太低了。
A lot of times we take the word belief as very low.
今天很多时候我们就说，哎呀，我们的信仰就是让我觉得舒服一点。
And a lot of times when we talk about faith or belief, we think that those things will just make me feel comfortable.
如果觉得不舒服，那我觉得，哎呀，那这个信仰就不好。
If I don't feel comfortable, I think that belief or that is not good.
对于独一真神上帝的信仰。
But for the belief, but faith in the only true God.
你是否觉得舒服，真的不是太重要。
It's not important whether you feel comfortable or not.
重要的是，你的信仰有没有真的带领你把荣耀。
It's important that whether your belief has bring glory to the true living God.
当你真的你的信仰让你把荣耀归给永生的神，你心里充满喜乐。
When your faith has made you to bring glory to the true living God, and your heart will be full of joy.
耶稣基督在临上十字架之前约翰福音十七章向天父上帝祷告。
And when Jesus before he was crucified on the cross, John chapter 17, when he prayed.
那被称为大祭司的祷告哈。
That's called the prayer of the high priest.
里面有一句话就是那些跟从属基督的人，他就是这些人，耶稣说，我也因他们喜乐。
And Jesus said that for those who follow Jesus, follow God, I feel joyful for them.
这就是每一个基督徒我们心中最大喜乐的源泉是什么？就是我们可以让我们的主心里喜乐。
That's the greatest source of joy for us Christians is that we can make Jesus, make our Lord joyful.
耶稣基督是世界的光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣基督是所有人的光。
Jesus is the light of all men.
耶稣基督这世界的光跟世界上那些小光、假光本质不一样。
Jesus, the light of the world, is different in nature from all those other lights, the false lights and the little light of the world.
真光照亮人的罪，揭示人的罪。
The true light exposes people's sins.
真光照亮人得救的出路。
And the true light shines on the way for people out of their darkness.
在耶稣基督的真光当中，人 能找到自己人生的意义和价值，人得所真正的喜乐。
And in the light of Jesus Christ, men find the true meaning and the purpose of their life, and they can have the great joy.
而这世界的光是永远的光。
And the true light is the light of eternity.
照亮几千年前。
It shone the thousands of years ago.
也照亮今天。
It shone on today.
不像很多人说的，哎呀，圣经就是以前的人。科技文明落后的时候，人们需要读圣经。今天我们信息时代了，科技高度发达了，我们不需要读圣经。这是完全荒谬错误的说法。
It's an absurd saying, and some people say that only those people, thousands of years ago, and when they do not have the high technology, they need to read the Bible. And today, we are at the information age, and we do not need the Bible.
这是完全错误的。
It is totally wrong.
今天的人也需要耶稣基督的光。
And today's people need the light of Jesus.
明天的世界一样需要耶稣基督的光。
And tomorrow's world also need the light of Jesus Christ.
当耶稣基督降生的时候，我们一起来读一下马太福音的第四章第十六节到第十七节。
When Lord Jesus was born, let's read together the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读马太福音四章十六节起。那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：天国近了，你们要悔改。在耶稣基督的光中，人应该怎样呢？
In the light of Jesus Christ, what should man do?
应该悔。
They should repent.
认罪悔改。
They confess their sins and repent.
今天我们很多人一想到耶稣的光，哎呦，好温暖的哦，好舒服哦，好暖和哟。
Today, when people think of the light of Jesus, they might think, "Oh, it's warm, it's so good."
但是忘记耶稣自己他怎么说
？They forgot Jesus' word.
在耶稣的光中要认罪悔改。
In the light of Jesus Christ, they should confess their sins and repent.
这光会刺痛我们。
This light will pierce our heart.
越是刺痛，越不要跑。
The more it pierces our heart, and you should not run away.
越是来救这个光。
You should come near the light and come near the light. Be close to the light.
最后请我们大家起立，我们一起来读最后一处圣经的经文。
Let's all stand up and read the last the scripture on the screen.
我们一起来读《启示录》二十一章二十三节到二十七节。
Revelation chapter 21, 23 to 27.
启示录二十一章二十三节起。那城里又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。城门总部关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。人必将万国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。凡不洁净的，并那行可证与虚谎之事的，总不得进那城。只有名写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, who became flesh to this world.
主耶稣基督是这世界的光。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
我们求圣灵带领我们，让我们不要被这世界上各种各样的假光、小光所蒙蔽了双眼。
And we.Pray that the Holy Spirit can lead us so that we will not be cheated by the false light and the little light of the world.
让我们能够被主耶稣基督这真光所吸引。
So we will be attracted by the true light of Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣基督的光就照到我们的心里。
May the light of Jesus Christ shine in our heart.
照到我们心中每一个隐藏黑暗的角落。
shine on the every corner of our heart which has faith in it.
我们感谢神，求神给我们有这样的信心。
May God give us such faith.
让我们紧紧因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
By believing what Jesus Christ have accomplished on the cross.
我们就知道主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
We know the precious blood of Jesus Christ have cleansed all our sins.
求主耶稣保守我们行在光中。
The Lord Jesus keep us in the light.
不要让我们再掉到黑暗当中去。
So that we will not fall back into darkness.
让我们行事为人与我们所蒙的恩相称。
So our behavior will be worthy of the grace we have received.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.